This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. It's now 7 after the hour. You have found the Talk Radio Review, which involves a number of people who are from the talk radio business going through the charts that are supplied by Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Those of you who are big into news talk radio, and I'm guessing you're listening to this and to us because you like listening to people have intelligent conversations on the air about things that are going on, and because the world of news talk radio is so political, in many, if not most instances, many of the stories that make it into the top 10 are political in nature. So there are those, plus the names of the people who are in the news and being discussed on news talk radio programs that are surveyed by the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there as well. There are our opportunities, and when I say ours, I mean Victoria Keelan is here from the DJB show, Joe Crummy, who produces a podcast that shows his expertise as a broadcaster. It's called Evil Thoughts. Evil Thoughts on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. He does it every single day because he doesn't have a life. This gives him a chance to have a life.
It's all I do.
Also lurking in the background somewhere is Rich McFadden, who's been an important part of my endeavors on the air. One of the things that Richie and I did, I don't know if it was a concerted effort or not, as the program expanded and got on more and more radio stations, we got to know, Richie and his outreach, we got to know a number of people who own radio stations. So, anyway, we have, in pursuing stations as an independent operator, I'm the only person left, really, in the radio syndication business who doesn't have some connection to a church or a big business or... We produce this show and other shows out of our ability to sort of string it together. Sometimes with gum and you get the point. So we have a good relationship with a lot of the people around the country who have independent radio companies. And one of the people that we met over the years is a guy named Larry Fuss. Last name spelled F-U-S-S. Larry owns Delta Radio. He actually has, I think, two or three different companies, including one that owns a radio station or a group of stations over in Pago Pago, which is another story and a half. But the reason Larry is here as a broadcaster is to discuss his controversial hiring of a disc jockey who was not particularly well known outside of his Colorado setting until he got involved in a promotional event with Taylor Swift. And so, I don't know, Victoria, whether you wanted the allegation against this guy was that he grabbed her butt, and that got a lot of attention, and he went to a civil trial, I guess was found guilty, and he was fined $1.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's paid the dollar, at least that seems to be the story, although...
Well, that was another part of it. He was very delayed in his payment of $1 because he had ordered a Sacagawean coin, a $1 coin that was sort of an extra slap in the face to Taylor Swift. So,
Well, having said that, and knowing Larry, I decided to invite him to come on this program because this is something that's been discussed a lot this week, and I thought it was an appropriate forum for him to explain what it was. The controversy about this has taken on a life of its own. So that, the Taylor Swift thing is discussed, and this guy who is a radio disc jockey on country radio stations, that's been his career, that's part of the story. But what I took away from what's going on are the people and their reactions to Larry having hired this guy to work on one of his stations. And that's where the story begins, or for me, anyway, it begins. Larry Fuss is here on the Talk Radio Review. Hi, Larry.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
So how well did I do setting this up? Is that pretty much the story? You decided to hire this guy? I guess with all the good country jocks around, why did you decide to hire this guy?
Well, this is a brand new radio station in a tiny little town in Mississippi, and it's hard to find good people. And this guy is good. He worked in a major market, Denver, and was out of work. And I thought, well, I could get a little bit of publicity by hiring this guy. And by that, I'm thinking of publicity in the trade press.
Right.
Because when a radio station hires a new guy, they want some publicity in the trade press. And so that's what I did. I had no idea there was going to be this vicious backlash from Taylor Swift fans who apparently want the man to never work again the rest of his life.
Have you had second thoughts about hiring him because of all the death threats and the people are going to blow up your house stuff that you've gotten as a result of having hired this guy?
Well, I would have probably hired him anyway, but I would have probably done it a little differently. I would have put him on the air under a different name and never told anybody that I hired him.
Can we ask why you would have hired him anyway, just out of curiosity?
I was able to get a really good major market disc jockey for small-town Mississippi wages because he was desperate to go back to work. He likes being on the radio. You know, those of us who are in radio are addicted to it. Doug knows this.
Yeah.
And it's what we like to do. It's our passion. And this guy's not been on the radio in a little over 5 years, and he just wanted back on the radio.
So did he get in touch with you, or did you get in touch with him? How did the connection get made?
I reached out through the radio trade press and found him, and he actually called me.
So after you announced and got the publicity that you were seeking, then you got unwanted is the word I was looking for, publicity. And just explain sort of what's happened to you and your family since this broke earlier this week, the news broke.
Well, we've been getting a constant barrage of vile, vulgar, threatening emails. There have been death threats made. There was a bomb threat made to the radio station. All of this information was disseminated by a woman in Santa Clara, California, named Emily Moody. She put out my name on a Facebook page where she said, "This is the guy that hired David Mueller. You should call him and complain and harass him and whatever." And so that's what started it all.
The power of social media, which in some circumstances can work out well and other circumstances not. Is it at this point in the week, toward the weekend, is it better than it was earlier on this week? Is it the same? Has the stuff, the interest and or the complaints died down? Or is it is it continuing?
It has subsided somewhat. The big problem is these people don't want to hear the truth. They're all making allegations like this man is a convicted rapist, he's a convicted felon, he's a pedophile, and none of that is true. He was never convicted of anything. He was found liable in a civil trial for monetary damages. And that's not the same thing as being convicted of a sexual crime.
But do you think, under the circumstances, especially with the Me Too movement and all the focus on Weinsteins and those guys, to the fans of Taylor Swift and to women who have been appropriately sensitized to the realities of what it's like to be harassed in the workplace, there's some credibility to them being upset?
Well, I did have a conversation with him before I hired him. I flew to Minneapolis and met him face-to-face before I ever really offered him the job. And he came across as a very sincere, humble guy. He still denies that he did it, but other than that, he's a decent guy. The response locally has been pretty much indifferent. People don't seem to care one way or the other. But it's this worldwide Taylor Swift fan base that is outraged. Like I said, they want him to never work again.
It's not just Taylor Swift fans, because I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift, and honestly, I don't care if this guy ever works again either. It's the message that it's sending to all the women who have had a Me Too moment, and even if they haven't, standing up for friends and family members who have had a Me Too experience. It's the message that's being sent that men in power are choosing to look the other way, and that's why it's not just because of Taylor Swift fans. The women are outraged by this because you are being perceived as a man in power who is looking the other way. You're choosing to believe this guy because you sat down and talked to him, and he seemed humble and nice. He's also without a job, and he's on an interview. He's going to be on his best behavior. So you're choosing to believe his story over the woman's, and that's the whole crux of the Me Too movement. Women, for far too long, have not been believed.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that. People say I'm condoning him being a sexual predator, which I'm not. If he were a sexual predator, it really wouldn't make any difference if he were on the radio or working at Burger King. He could still be a sexual predator. And I think it's important to note that he never had anything like this before the Taylor Swift incident, and there hasn't been anything in the 5 years since. Now, maybe he's been on his best behavior since, I don't know, but if he really were a sexual predator, you'd think there'd be some other record other than just grabbing Taylor Swift on the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see what you're saying, but that's not always the case at all. And I wouldn't call him a predator. He's a sexual assaulter.
There are, but the thing that this has done, and the reason I wanted Larry to come and tell his story, is because there are, on both sides of the argument, there's some credibility to give him a job and not having him stay on the beach for the rest of his life. And then there's credibility for those who would be concerned about way too much of this stuff happening and this being put into the fold. So, Larry, I'm glad you were able to tell the story. I was, frankly, more concerned as your friend that the kinds of things that were, you know, coming across, not only, well, I guess most of it's social media stuff, threatening your life, threatening the life of your family, blow up your house. I mean, it gets out of control. But I'm not here to make a judgment. I'm here to have you tell the story and have people relate to it one way or the other. And I think it is. It's a fascinating story about how your business, our business runs, and also what people do when they become engaged and enraged. And for that, you know, there's all kinds of things that can be attached to it. But you told the story well. Thank you. I appreciate it. Larry Fuss from Delta Radio talking about the fella he hired at his country station who had been in the to-do about Taylor Swift. 21 after the hour. Welcome back to one of our favorite sponsors, MyPillow. Do you struggle to get a good night's sleep? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, MyPillow will bring all that to an end. The patented adjustable fill inside each and every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long, giving your head and neck support like no other pillow. You'll fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, wake refreshed like never before. Here's the new 50% off on a four-pillow pack. That's correct. You just heard me right. All four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off with the four-pack. Be sure to use promo code DJV when you call 800-716-5989. That's 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off four-pillow pack. Plus, you get free shipping.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
No lineups, no checkouts, no cash registers. Is this the future of shopping? Amazon thinks so, and they've just opened their new Amazon Go store in Seattle. Just download the Amazon app, enter the store, and cameras and sensors detect what you put in your cart. And then it'll send you a receipt to your app when you leave the store. There's no checkout. Here's a soundbite from Amazon's promo video on what's behind this new consumer technology.
We used computer vision, deep learning algorithms, and sensor fusion. We call it Just Walk Out technology. Once you've got everything you want, you can just go. When you leave, our Just Walk Out technology adds up your virtual cart and charges your Amazon account.
For more on Amazon's Just Walk Out shopping experience, go to Amazon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan, and Joe Crummy here. All right, so I don't want to get necessarily stuck on this story, but it has been an important radio story this week. And Larry did, in my estimation, a good job of explaining the story as to how it affected him. And that was really why I invited him to come on, so that he could explain how people reacted. I thought there are three stories here. One of them is, did this guy Mueller do it or not do it? I say he did it, because he has, you can see the pictures of him with his hand up.
Pretty much.
He did it. So he was a drunk lech at the time. And so then the next part of the story is, does he deserve, after the trial and him being found guilty or culpable or whatever the expression was, and he was ordered to pay her the dollar, he did diddle around with it and her for a while in paying or not paying to try to make his point. I don't know that he really, and there are people who are like this, I don't know the guy. So, you know, we get involved in speculation and the nuance of this particular story. It is a symptom of something that is far more difficult, and I tried to allude to that when I was talking to Larry about how this has been perceived. Some people will understand that this creates an anima with women that is a part of their feelings regarding the whole issue. It isn't just this issue. It is the issue of women being sexualized and taken advantage of, which is something that nobody with conscience, whether they be man, woman, or beast, has any, there's no condoning it. It just isn't. So then you go to the next step, which is after he announced hiring this guy, and he admitted, Larry said, you know, I did it because I thought I'd get some positive press in the trades, the radio trades. And he did. I don't know if he got positive. The story was told. It wasn't. But then
pressed.
After that, the
is he going to keep the guy?
I think that he's probably worn in to the point where, especially if the people in that market don't care. I mean, he's running a radio station. He's got to appeal to the people in his market. And he says the people down there don't seem to much care. The guy's not using his name, Mueller. And I don't think he ever really did. He uses another name. And so, you know, then there's...
Now he goes by Stonewall Jackson.
Jackson, yeah. So then the last part of it is how it impacted Larry, and he made a decision. Would he make the same decision again? I don't know. I'm not in his head. But the, you know, the circumstances presented itself. He did something that, in terms of, we all want to have positive publicity in the trade so that people pay attention to what we're doing and we get more support. Did he expect to get the kind of trumping that he did? Pardon, that was, I don't know why I chose that word, but anyway. he
thumping.
Got, thumping is what I was looking for. Thank you, Joe. That he did
but
from
you know
people
what?
Threatening his
Although
life
Trump
and his family and whatever. What?
I'll yeah. never forget talking to the grease man who was a shock jock in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. After he stepped in it at one point.
He stepped in it badly, And he showed remorse. Mm-hmm. And he absolutely was apologetic. He said, I went too far in what I said. And he showed remorse. And he never really got his career back. But he was humble and showed remorse, and I felt for him because he realized his actions. And that's where this guy, I think, needs to go. I think he needs to even say, even if he doesn't think he intended to do what she says he did and what the pictures show, he
go
should at least
flow.
Admit, you know, I know this looks bad, and I had no intention, and I apologize so much if that's the way it came across. I really do.
Right.
And he
never said any of that.
But the people who go to the point of throwing... they want to throw a bomb at the guy's house, or they want to kill his family. Even if that's hyperbole, it's inappropriate. And I think that
well, violence is... I never condone violence or threats of violence. Of course not.
29 after the hour. This is the talk.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour. We're dealing on the Talk Radio. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The Talk Radio Review. The Talk Radio Review. Here, the discussion of conversations on the air. Let's get to the big stories. Number 10 on the list from talkers is the Super Bowl. That will, this program airs all through the weekend. So some people will hear this after the Super Bowl is over and the Patriots have won. We'll just kind of see around it between now and then. Number nine, our attitude toward Afghanistan. There's an interesting sidebar story here because of the movie 12 Strong, which is about what we did in Afghanistan right after September 11th. A story that not many people knew about. Apparently, the movie tells a fairly accurate for a Hollywood movie as to what went on with these 12 that went over there to just get at the people from Al Qaeda that were beginning, that were protecting Bin Laden and trying to create more havoc or figure out how they can take more prisoners, if you will. I find this, for me anyway, and we can go around the table for a minute. Victoria Keelan is here, by the way. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy. The whole policy at the beginning of the Bush administration, when September 11th happened, we sent troops there, as is told in the story, and then we fell for a completely erroneous line. How we did, it just shows how people are such sheep. Following, we went to Iraq. What did we go to Iraq for? There were no Al-Qaeda. There wasn't one Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Didn't and somebody, say at that moment, hey, guys, I think we're going in the wrong direction.
Ego move on the part of George Bush, the son, to sort of vanquish those who were critics of his father for not going in to Baghdad all the way and bopping off Saddam when he had the chance during Desert Storm.
Right.
And that's all this was. And how people on both sides, I can remember seeing Hillary Clinton talking to Colin Powell, both of them schnookered in this circumstance. So they both went with what was the political expediency at the time. Yeah, let's go get those guys, when they were wrong. And it was clear to most anybody who had a conscience or a brain that this was not anything to do with Bin Laden or Al-Qaeda. It was an outrage that it continues to be perpetrated against the American people, underscored this past week. We can fast forward or move up the list to the Trump State of the Union issue, which is number one this past week, and his reference to the military and how we need to spend more money. Do you realize how outrageous that statement is on the face of it, when the government itself, and he knows, and so do all the people in the military, know how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars, and to slap the American people, the taxpayer, with a suggestion, and those who would agree with it on the surface because they think, rah, rah, the military? I don't mind. I think it's great. I think it's important that we have a strong military and to perhaps be the best, and not scratch perhaps. We need to be aware and concerned and prepared in terms of our military prowess. But I, as a taxpayer, am more than outraged at the government office that studied the Pentagon last year, the year before that. They came up with the same conclusion. There are at least $200 to $250 billion worth of your money and my money that is frittered away, wasted, because of the abuses of their process, the corruption, the scandals. It is outrageous that somebody say we need to spend more money on the military when there is this much fraud and this much waste. The abuse of the taxpayer,
yep.
It is outrageous. And whether Trump gets it or he doesn't get it, nobody's saying we need not have the strongest military. What we are saying is we are offended and fed up with the disgrace, and you see it everywhere. I mean, the FEMA thing in Puerto Rico, what an outrage. The way they, and remember back to Katrina, I mean, there's just so many examples, and it isn't about Trump. It isn't even about the individuals who run at the time, whoever is president. It's about the culture. It's about the fact that these people know they can get away with it, and they do. And they continue to pick the middle finger and give it to the American public over the way the process is done, and I, you know, the more I talk about it, the angrier I get. So, well, throw it to Joe and Richie and Victoria on a connection between our Afghanistani policy, the military, and what was said in the State of the Union.
I would hope that Trump looks at the military and looks at the Pentagon as he does the rest of government, drain the swamp. That's and right. Try to clean things up, get rid of some of these crazy regulations, get rid of some of these duplicative departments, and try to streamline some of the way things work over there, and that's what I would hope for.
Joe? Right, I'm assuming that wasn't one of the first things he was talking about was, I think he was talking about either aircraft carriers or he was talking about airplanes, and he was going, those contracts are way overpriced. I haven't followed the story, so I don't know how
far. Yeah, why are you throwing more money at it then?
Right, that doesn't make sense.
Air Force One, you're going to spend $24 million to fix refrigerators on all those planes until the new ones come out, and then you got $4 billion. Well, Trump said before he even got
Boeing back to the drawing table. He said, I'm not paying that for that plane.
Right. Good. And that was good.
Right.
But where are you dealing with a culture? Because the bill that's before Congress is to add more money to the military budget, which I find offensive, frankly, as a taxpayer. And you can say the people who are moronic and say, oh, you want us to become weak? No, you morons. I want you to stop wasting my money and your money.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. And I think, Doug, you made a really good point that people get very emotional, as they should be, about the military. Mm-hmm. And when people like Trump go out there, we need a stronger military and we need them to have the best equipment possible. Of course, we all want that. But they already have the best equipment possible. And the money needs to be spent in a smarter way. And so when people like you, and I agree with you, when you say things like, well, more money doesn't need to go to the military, people take that as a personal affront against the troops.
It's too
nonsense.
People do take it that way. And
the
it's
whole
a shame
process is
bad. Okay, you want something that's even more offensive? Having you say what you just did, and Trump addressed it, I thought, quite well during the State of the Union, what the VA isn't doing or hasn't done under even leadership to this point is take care of these people who put their lives on the line, have their legs blown off, their arms blown off, their eyes blown out, whatever the hell it is that they're doing for no good reason.
Right.
We send them over to Afghanistan. What the hell are we sending them there for? What are we sending them to Iraq for? But they go because that's their job. It's not up to them to decide whether they ought to go. They make up their mind by enlisting, because you don't have to enlist. You don't want to be involved, you don't enlist. You enlist, you get yourself into it, you know what you signed up for, but by the same token, the American taxpayer, my blood boils when it comes to this. To see, I've been in Baghdad, I walked around that city on my own for 3 or 4 days before somebody realized I was walking around on my own.
And they pulled you, right?
And yeah, they did. They yanked me back in. But I talked to people, and the things that I heard from Iraqis and from Americans who were over there made my hair stand on end. And I never really have told, Richie, you were...
Like what?
With
what,
me,
what did you hear?
The things that were going on, the things that they did, the way they spend money, what it's a, you know, how they buy off the locals. You remember, and part of the storyline of 12 Strong Men is the payoff to the Taliban to get them the hell out of the way so they could go after Al-Qaeda. And so that's what they are still doing. We don't know. The CIA still brings bucket loads of cash over to these people who are on the fringe to keep them either the hell out of the way or from going public with what actually is going on in both these areas of the world. And how, you know, why would you want to send men door to door to find those who are insurgents taking shots at Americans? Why are we even there? Why are they taking shots at Americans? Al-Qaeda, you understand that, and Daesh, you understand that. But what's the core problem? It goes way back to what, you know, we have given, the West has given these people the opportunity to do what they do. They don't give a damn. You think that bin Laden really gave a damn about the Americans or what they were doing there? He's the same as any other power-crazed zealot who wants to control a bunch of people and make a lot of money. Bin Laden did the same thing that Castro did, that Putin has done, that Arafat did. They suck from the system hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. When Arafat died, he was worth $5 billion. Where the hell did that $5 billion come from? The guy ran a terrorist organization. You terrorize people, and they pay you not to terrorize them anymore. So the money runs out, they go back to being terrorists again. That's the story of the Taliban from the beginning. And so and it's so foolish because the average person doesn't know, because the news media doesn't do its job. It's too busy chasing Trump around to find out what color underwear he's wearing today. And so, you know, you lose the essence of what we really need. And you can tell how passionate. I'm sorry, I'm sort of I'm controlling the conversation, but this stuff drives me nuts because I've been to these places. I've talked to people. I hear the stories. And it isn't what you're getting. The story that we get isn't what really is going on. And we keep closing our eyes to it to the point of throwing more money. We have wasted $3 trillion of American taxpayer money in Iraq for absolutely nothing. Except we disturb more the balance of power. So along comes Syria and then Lebanon, and then who knows what the hell else will happen after that. We keep doing this, keep throwing money at it, and it's so obvious how much control the military-industrial complex has on what we do day to day. It really is. It's absurd. All right.
I think you're right, but what's the answer?
The answer is to realize what's going on and have people. I don't know. I don't know. You know, that's the problem.
All you can hope for is that what we have done in Iraq has given them some sort of a democracy, not a great one yet, but some sort of a democracy, and that will grow and expand. And I think that was the original intent.
But at what cost to us?
I know.
50,000
people. But if we ignored it for another 100 years, what could be?
I don't know.
What would it turn into?
That's it, Richie.
So,
right.
You know, you got to think long term. Sure, you think 20 years, and it's really not worth it. But we think 50 years. Look at Japan. Look at Germany. What if we didn't do anything about Japan and Germany?
We had to do that. We were justified 110% doing what we did.
I know, but look at the outcome. And then try to compare that and look long-term down the road in the Middle East. Did that need to be done in the Middle East as well?
You think George Bush thought what's going to happen in 20 years? You actually think he thought that? That was his thought process?
I think he thought that it was nation-building and that we needed some sort of a democracy in that region to help it grow, and hoped that it would expand. And you see, you look at Iran. Iran's not having an easy time keeping their young people down.
We've stirred that pot. There's an okay to that.
Yeah, look at Syria.
There's an okay to what's going on. The Ayatollah and that bunch are not going to survive because the people are too smart.
So could any of that come out of what happened in Iraq?
It could if there was an educational component to it. What most Americans don't realize about Iran is that they are highly intelligent, intellectually challenging and satisfied group in terms of their educational opportunities,
mm-hmm.
and what goes on there isn't what goes on in Syria. For whatever the reason, they didn't move fast enough, or they didn't move at all in Iran to keep people ignorant like they do in these other circumstances, whether it's North Korea or Syria, places in the Middle East. The Iranians are very intelligent people. And the millennials there are pissed off like you wouldn't believe. There is a revolution brewing there that most people don't even understand. They don't see it coming, but it's coming. It's over for them. They know it. The leadership there knows it. It's over for them. And the Saudis know it, too. At talkers.com, the people list this week. Let's go through it. We have about a minute to talk a little about the people on the list, starting with Stormy Daniels, number 10, who's the porn movie star that some say had some sort of connection to our president. Hasn't been proven yet, but it's an interesting story. Number 9, Pukin Putin is right there. Lisa Page is at 8, Hillary Clinton at 7. Rod Rosenstein, number 6. Hope Hicks and Mark Corallo are the people tied at number 5. Andrew McCabe at 4. Adam Schiff at 3, the congressman from Los Angeles. Robert Mueller, number 2, and the president of the United States, number 1, is Donald Trump. The focus, obviously, on all the things that this guy's got a whirlwind. Can you imagine being him? Can you imagine being in his life? Wow. That's the people list here on the Talk Radio Review. So, anyway, well, thank you all for being here listening to me. It's 11 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A Wisconsin hardware store owner could no longer stay in business, so he sold his building, liquidated his inventory, and closed up shop. Then he got a $510 fine for not having a permit to go out of business. Regulation fees and permits make it difficult enough to stay in business. But in Milwaukee, Boston, Albany, and hundreds of other cities, you also need a permit to close your business. They require an itemized inventory of all equipment and supplies every day the business is selling anything, along with a percentage of the revenue as a fee. A look through the lens of liberty reveals no legitimate reason for what one writer calls the sayonara tax. Businesses fail for various reasons, but do they really need government to drive the last nail in the coffin?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts for the week of January 29th to the 2nd of February. All these items are here appearing on the list as a result of the work done, the research into talk radio by Talkers Magazine. Number 10, sports talk radio bleeds in to regular news talk radio. At number 9, our policy toward Afghanistan with more terrorist attacks over there. Do we want to stay with it? That's the discussion. Number 8, the problems that people who are getting the flu are having. It's the worst it's been for 15 years in this country this year. Our relationships with Russia, number 7. The Grammy Awards, number 6. The resignation of Andrew McCabe, number 5, or his early retirement. I guess that's the better way of looking at it. Immigration policy is 4. The FBI is number 3. Investigation of the Russians, number 2. And the State of the Union, number 1 story this week, according to Talkers.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to work our way through the top 5 tech items of the week, the topics that have been most discussed here, there, and everywhere. So Victoria has routed all of these things out. We'll go through the 5, starting at number 5 with an Apple story.
Yes, Apple's HomePod, which of course has been so overly hyped, and some of the early reviews haven't even really been that great about it. This, after months and months of delays, they have finally almost arrived. Not even have arrived, they've almost arrived. They will be in stores next Friday the 9th, and you can buy one for $349, which is a solid $100 to $200 more than the competition of Google Home and Sonos One and Amazon Echo. A lot of the early reviews, if you're an Apple person, you're probably going to buy one just because it can control all of your Mac devices. But if for other people who are sort of a mixed blend of a household, maybe they have some PC, some Mac, I don't really know that this is going to be a huge win for Apple. And, you know, it's never great when you have months and months of delays because Apple tends to do this. They rush things to the market and then try to fix it later. And unlike an iPhone where you can just constantly do updates to fix all the bugs, it's not that easy with their Apple HomePod. So it remains to be seen how this is going to go. I predict, personally, that this will be a big stink bomb.
Stink bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Number, that's a great, I haven't heard that expression for a long time. Number four, Amazon. They coming up with a stink bomb here?
Well, I don't know. Amazon, this is interesting. Amazon has raised their monthly Prime prices by 20%. So it's gone from $10.99 per month to $12.99 a month. And $2 a month, that adds up if you're an Amazon person and you're used to having a lot of different things, whether you have Netflix and all these monthly subscriptions really start to add up. Now, this might be the right time, though, if you do like Amazon Prime. I'm a Prime member. I love it. Mm-hmm. This might be the right time to switch to the annual membership, which is $99. That has not gone up, and that still gives you all of the same perks. You get free two-day shipping. In some cases, if you're depending on where you live, you get free one-day shipping. You get all of the Amazon movies and streaming and music and things like that. So I think the best bet to do is stick with Amazon, but go for the annual membership. You pay it one time, and you'll forget about it.
Sounds like a good idea. Number three out of the top five in the world of technology is something that is appropriate with regard to the warning aimed at Facebook, Victoria.
This is not so great of a story this week. Facebook has had some ups and downs. Their time spent on Facebook is way down from their consumers, but their revenue is up. So they're all over the place right now. They developed a messenger app just specifically for children under 13. It rolled out in December. Not a lot of parents are happy about this now. They said that they developed it with PTAs around the country and with children's media and associations involved in this. But now child development experts, more than 100 of them across the country, have actually written an open letter to Mark Zuckerberg saying that this app needs to be taken down, that it is the first social media platform widely used by elementary school children. They argue that children that young are too young for social media, that this is basically just creating an environment for bullying. There's also some safety concerns about pedophiles being able to directly contact these children. And so it's not a great thing. If I had a child under 13, there's no way I would allow this to happen. Right. But apparently this app has become more and more popular. It's called Messenger Kids. Mm. And so basically Facebook has said that they are not going to shut the app down, which is too bad.
All right, there's a demerit for the folks at Facebook. Number two, yeah. This is good news for people who like to shop at Target.
Good news for Target fans. Yep, you can get same-day shipping if you live in Birmingham, Alabama, or South Florida right now, and they plan to roll that out to the rest of their stores by the end of 2018.
There you go. And number one, there were a number of ATMs who were hacked or which were hacked, and It's kind of an interesting wraparound here. What's the story?
The Secret Service is involved in this now. They're warning banks about a hacking scheme called jackpotting, which someone hacks into it and basically cash spews out like you're in a casino. The problem is these are attached. The money is coming from people's accounts. So the Secret Service is warning the best thing to do not use drive-through ATMs. Do not use ATMs in pharmacies, which you see all the time. Mm-hmm. Don't use them in big box retailers. Anytime it's not inside a bank, you are taking a large, large risk.
Right. Sticking your neck way out there. All right. This is a good report. Thank you, Victoria. Always concerned about what's going on in all kinds of different areas. This is the Tech Talk portion of our extravaganza at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.